Welcome to Low Skinners and Fours. It's Sunday, March 7th, 7:45 in the evening, broadcasting from Detroit Rock City. Just waiting for El Carpe, the host, to get on. Enjoy the music. It's the six and the sevens. Go all night. What's going on there, Class 1 Probe? We're just getting set up. We're trying some couple different things here with our microphones and whatnot. El Carpe, is that you, I presume?
Honey, I'm home.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hell yeah, baby. What's going on?
Do I sound better?
I don't know. Do you sound better? Do you taste better? Do you feel better? What's going on, baby? What's the deal? What's the haps? What's going on?
No, I'm using the microphone, so I changed the settings, and you tell me, mother brother.
Well, you know, if you can hear me, then I can hear you, and we're ready to rock.
But do I sound better than my my little Apple Pod thing, ear pod bod?
Yeah, a little bit.
Or is it too loud, too soft? Gain up, gain down?
No. I got a feeling that it's gonna work out good, because what's gonna happen is it's gonna equal out where you and I actually sound like we're at the same level, more or less.
Same table.
Always being, you know, the dominant creature, and
always.
Yeah, feel free to fade that out anytime you want, baby. Yeah. Kanks.
I am a Leo, they say.
As last I checked.
That was a great
fade out. Oh my!
Thanks. God. We gotta update our equipment so we can do stuff like that.
That was a perfect fade out. Forget it, man.
What's going on there, my brother? What'd you do over the weekend? Anything fun?
You know, as far as I know, what day is it? Today Saturday or Sunday? I don't even remember.
Sunday.
All right. Well, okay.
You got to go to work tomorrow.
You're going to have to do that pretty soon, too. You're going to be chained to the man.
People are always like, you know, you got the life. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I go, I wake up every day not knowing if I'm going to get paid anytime soon. I go, just because I can pick up and go golfing on a Wednesday doesn't mean anything. Right. You know, I got my own stresses.
Last thing you know is am I going to be able to afford that golf that I just did?
Right. Hey, Mom, can I borrow some money? Anyways. So what else you got? What did you do all weekend?
Well, Saturday I basically did nothing.
No,
which was great. It was very relaxing. But today, we had the new countertops put in about 3 months ago. Granite countertops put in, which makes for different measurements on different things. And so today I spent some time taking the molding that was underneath these two little parts, one in the bathroom, one in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I essentially sanded them down. I took the old moldings that were there and I sanded them down in order to fit the new countertops.
I got you.
And it was 2.5 hour process. Excuse my language, but 2.5 hour process of just trying to figure out what the hell am I doing, and you know, how am I going to get this to fit, and, you know, but it worked out pretty good, and it was one of those things, as opposed to going out and buying brand new little moldings and whatever to try and, you know, oh, we'll fit this and we'll fit that. Well, I just took the old ones and I just shaved them down just enough.
Right.
They'll fit back underneath, and I'll nail them back in and they'll be done.
Way to repurpose.
Well, you know, I am not good with things that require a lot of effort.
You're no Bob Vila?
I am no Bob Vila, but, I am Bob Vila's second cousin twice removed. And I can figure out how to, like, make some shit happen make it just good enough. And, you know, the difference, the little spaces that need to be, that's what caulk is for.
You know? Caulk fixes everything. Yeah, it's like duct tape. You can't fix it, duck it.
Caulk is – and I am – if one thing I'm good at, I'm freaking good at caulking.
You're a master caulker?
I am a Mr. Master Caulker.
I bet.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, what's been going on with you? How's Ma doing?
She's doing okay. I was over there. Her crap pipe was leaking, so my cousin had to come over and fix it. It was one of the rubber connector. I forgot what he called it. He had some name for it. It connects two pipes together. It reduces from like a copper pipe to a PVC pipe. It's a rubber. It's got a couple little band thingies on it. He tightened down.
So he fixed some shit.
Yeah. So we did that today. And yesterday, I don't know. I didn't do shit yesterday. Just ran some errands, did some shopping. That's about it. It's been kind of a COVID type weekend, you know?
Right.
Nothing much going on. I wish I had something new to report.
Well, you know, gotta tell you.
What are you gonna tell us?
There's nothing new to report. Well, but here's something fun. Birth mom is turning 70 in April 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah. So my little brother, my new little brother, texted me today, and he and I talked a little while on the phone today.
Yeah.
As well as my younger sister, who is the oldest of the family at this point, except for me, because whatever. You know what I'm talking about. We all talked today, and it was like, all right, we're going to do something fun for my 70th birthday, and it's going to be silly and goofy and COVID-friendly.
You get to go to the go-karts?
Whatever. And then so when the time comes in June or July, when my oldest comes up from Atlanta, we're going to do something fun in the backyard here as a surprise party for Ma.
Oh, cool.
And I
like it.
I can say this now because Lord knows she never listens to this shit. You know, there's four people on the planet that actually listen to our stupid show. And she's right. Not one of them. And she loves me and says she's going to listen to my show, but she never does. So I'm not worried about it.
I'm sure she means to. Yeah, maybe she listened to it one time and just said, forget it.
Well, you know, if you were her, would you listen to her?
Would you listen to us? I might listen to her. I don't know about listening to us, though.
I wouldn't listen to us. Hey, did you see Class One Probe is on?
Yeah, no, I said hello.
He was on before you,
or she was. We're not really sure, though.
I don't know, but you know about you do know about Class One Probe.
No, why don't you tell us?
A good friend of the show, loves pastries, looks just like a famous person. Oh. That is Class One Probe.
Oh.
Looks just like a famous person. No shit. Yeah, that guy too. But no, so we're going to do a couple of things, and it's going to be silly and goofy, and I have no idea how this is going to work. But
I want to open up with silly and goofy. So when you're ready to do the album review, you let me know.
I don't know what I just did, but I just did something that was stupid. Let's do this. That's not right. That's not right at all. So what are you talking about? What's the
You want me to go first? Since you said silly and goofy, I feel like I have to lead it off.
No, what I want to do is let's do this. Hold on. Oh, I checked all the
doors. They got us locked in. Your volume's all off. I am
so full of feces, it's ridiculous. That was wonderful. Bravo. Well, you know, so I got to tell you, since we're doing this, and I had 7 or 12 different adult beverages before our time.
Yeah.
The legal team of Jameson Walker.
You got to get your funny back. You're back to NPR. You got to get your funny. You got to dig deep.
My funny has been ridiculousized and chewed on. Oh my Lord. But the legal team, Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. has told me in no uncertain terms, we're screwed. We are going to be toast tonight. Everything we do is going to be ridiculous. It is just like one of those things. And I don't even know where I'm coming up with half the crap. I don't even
know. I was looking for a wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
So Class 1 Probe did say that he's a he. So we'll refer to him as a male.
I am digging Class 1 Probe because thank you for stopping by. I just don't know what's going on tonight.
All right. How's the mechanics going on over there?
It is not
somebody,
well.
Somebody steal your knobs?
My knobs are on fire. Wee, 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 wee.
What the hell are you doing? This is going to be a short show. It's going to be one of our 30-minute shows.
Thank God. Too much
trim for you.
I got to tell you, let's go directly to music.
All right, yeah, you said silly and goofy, so I wanted to get started.
Yeah, well, why don't you start?
It fell right in my – you're never going to guess this. You know,
give me
this
something
person.
To try and guess, please.
All right. It's a single individual.
Mm-hmm.
Guy or gal. Hold on. Plays the keyboard.
Is it a guy or a gal?
It's a male.
Okay, so it's potentially that guy from the thing with the stuff about the deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Probably has won no Grammys or Music Awards.
Oh, that guy with the thing with the stuff with the no Grammys and the guy with the deal with the stuff with the – got it. Go on.
Yep. Probably at the very least borderline and mostly offensive with his music.
Oh, that guy with the thing with the stuff with about the offensive with the – not the Grammys with the thing with the stuff with the – go on. In the deal with the deal. Yeah, got him. Go on. Keep going.
And I don't think he sings anymore, if you want to call it that. And
wait a minute.
I don't think he can carry a tune.
Before you go there.
I don't think he can carry a tune to save his life.
I couldn't carry a tune to save his life either. But did you see what Class 1 Probe just put on the thing with the deal with the – did you see what Class 1 Probe put on our little...
No, hold on. You guys have something. What you could use is called a National Enquirer Life Preserver. Simple. When things get rough, just flip a page. Good day.
Right. Exactly. I have no idea what that means exactly. But
no, it kind of
tells me is we're horrible and we're okay with it. So, and regardless, whatever. So you were telling me about this person that I can't guess who's the flipping with the florpin' then the flopping. What?
National Enquirer Life Preserver. Simple. Yeah, well, when things get rough, just flip a page. Good day. Yeah, I don't know.
Dear Lord, you're thinking too much about it. It's just one of those things where it says we should do something, blah, 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 blah. And then we go to the next thing. And so who are you talking about? What band are you talking about?
Wesley Willis.
Oh, Wesley. Of course, Wesley.
Yeah. You don't know who Wesley Willis is?
No. Inform me. Tell me who the fuck is Wesley Willis. Are you going to make me Google it?
No, I'm going to see if you can hear it. Hold on a second.
Oh, this should be fun. Wesley Willis?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Wesley Willis?
Can you hear that?
I hear nothing right now.
Oh, all right, hold on.
Wesley Lawrence Willis?
Can you hear that?
Barely in the background. Something's going on. Rock and Roll McDonald's? Are you kidding me? Did you just decide to start drinking and then just run with
they
nothing?
They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and Roll McDonald's. Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Who the hell is this guy?
What are you talking about? You know this guy.
What the hell are you talking about? What? Oh my lord. Do I have to come over there and punch you?
That doesn't ring a bell?
No, not in the least bit. What are you talking about? Please bring me some English. Or even
Oh my god.
Rock and Roll. Why does it even remotely sound familiar?
Yeah, it's Wesley Willis.
Yeah, but that's just not. Is that what we want our show to be? Is
about 2,000 people watched the show. The rock and roll was awesome like Chex Press. The jam session was whipping a horse's ass with a belt. Free time bus. The band made it on.
So,
the band hit it on. The crowd roared like a lion.
As the controller of the show, I'm going to say, I'm going to talk to you about this particular band. Which is not the one you're talking about. As much as he's probably interesting and whatever, I want to give you something here, and I want you to tell me what the hell am I talking about, okay?
Yeah.
Totally awesome! All right, Hamilton.
The precursor to what Marvel does with their end of credits. At the end of their show, they do the end credits. Well, this is the 1980s version of end credits.
For a show?
For a movie. And I want you to guess which band I'm talking about with this end of credits.
Oh.
Go ahead, try and figure it out. Hey, you know Bobby's joined, and so is Complex.
What's up, Bobby? What's up, Complex? Hey, Class 1 Probe dropped us 18 hearts. That's nice of him. He must have maybe appreciated our show, and he had to go.
Well, you know what, Bobby? Bobby's a friend of the show, loves pastries, looks like a famous person.
Is he the guy that worked at NASCAR?
No, not at all. Oh. But, you know, Complex is amazing. Friend of the show, a talented cellist, fond of cheese, has a great taste in podcasts.
He certainly does. He's listening to ours.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I got to reel you in.
What does this music sound like to you in the background?
I can hear goodbye.
It's goodbye, goodbye. Why wouldn't you have goodbye, goodbye?
It reminds me of Greek.
What does it remind you of?
Reminds me of the movie Grease.
Yes, that and Horribly Wrong.
No, I fear it was Horribly Wrong.
This is from
wrong,
Fast but... Times at Ridgemont High.
Was it?
Yes.
Wow.
And I want to tell you about this amazingly remarkable band who had this. Well, you know what? I should do this.
The anticipation is killing me. Oh, Oingo Boingo.
Sound familiar at all?
Oingo Boingo? You turn that noisemaker down. Oingo Boingo was the one that had that song?
Yes.
Oh, I recognize
it. Awesome, baby. This is...
Hold on, your drums out.
One of the best bands ever on the planet.
Well, yeah, he was still writing songs for a while, the lead singer.
Oingo Boingo, just remarkable. Remarkable. That's what you've been listening to the last 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I knew. I recognized his voice.
Mm-hmm. But there's a certain funness to it. What?
Your friend Symbolized Tales is on.
Oh, Symbolized Tales. Mm-hmm. Oh, Symbolized Tales. Jesus Christ. Eric, you've heard
What's up, Symbolized? Our hostess with the mostest, Bill, is going to introduce you. Somebody's baby.
I'm not even close to Symbolized Tales. Symbolized Tales, good friend of the show, talented cellist, on the cheese. Great taste in podcasts.
We got
Symbolized Tales.
We got a couple of talented cellists on here.
What the hell am I talking about? I don't know.
You're reading from the same line, I think.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Get it together.
This is Oingo Boingo, man.
Yeah, but one of my favorites is Stay.
You know, but I'll tell you this. Oingo Boingo started around 1979.
Yeah.
They had, they were part of a lot of movie stuff. 1982, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They were in there. 16 Candles, they were in there. 1984, roughly, with Weird Science, of course.
Right, the movie Weird Science.
Bachelor Party, they were in that movie. Back to School, they were in that movie. They have been in a crap-ass load of movies.
I wonder if he's got connections to those directors and writers, or if it's just the style of music that he's got.
Jesus Christ. Have you listened to the music?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, man. Just whatever. I don't give a shit if you like the music or not.
But it
fits for the goddamn music, for the goddamn movies. It's just awesome.
No explicit language.
Explicit? Hello? Have you met me?
We could have kids listen to this show and we don't even know it.
Yeah, which one child is allowed to listen to this crap?
I don't know.
Have you met us?
Yeah, would they stay listening? Probably not.
No, probably not.
All right, I gotta play one other one.
No, hold on. You gotta hear this. Because this is a crazy ass version of Do you remember the Kinks?
Well, of course. How could you forget them?
You can't forget the Kinks. But Oingo Boingo decided they're gonna do something crazy and put that in a movie.
So Symbolized, do you like the old Kinks or the new Kinks?
That's right. Symbolized Tales.
Yeah, I'm trying to. What were the two different lead singers, or why am I drawing a blank? I gotta look it up.
You look it up. But Symbolized Tales, you've heard.
You don't know anything about the Kinks, do you?
No, but you've heard about Symbolized Tales.
You've already introduced.
I have not introduced Symbolized Tales.
Yeah, he's a
Tails, okay. Great friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather, has a hurricane named after him. What the hell does it matter? Symbolized Tails. You really got me now. Now, what are you trying to tell me?
I'm drawing a blank on the two lead singers. So the Davies brothers. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
You had one?
Yeah, I know. Ray Davies. So Ray Davies was the first lead singer, correct? And then...
Oh, Complex. Complex, thanks for stopping by. That was a great question. No, not only... but you're right, Complex. Fucking right. Fucking right. Absolutely. God damn it. Yes, fucking right.
What has gotten into you, El Carpe?
I am going out of my mind because, no, I'm sorry. I have issues.
And we might have to pull the hook on you.
Symbolized towns. I dig it. No,
Ray Davies.
No,
who was the other lead singer? There was two.
I dig the in. No, hold on. Go back for a minute.
Talking about
because Symbolized Tales is talking about or Complex or somebody. Somebody's talking about this. Not Oingo Boingo track.
No, the Symbolized. I'm not. Fun, he is.
But no, I'm digging.
He was home doing home improvement projects, and he got into the sauce a little much. This might be a mini show. He falls apart about every 10 shows.
I do, and this is the show. This is the show that I found.
The wheels are coming off. I'm drinking one Bell's Two Hearted Ale. That's all I've got.
Okay, so just so you know, Eric, I forgot to warn you. I've been drinking Southern Comfort since like 2 p.m.
Southern Comfort?
Yeah.
Oh, I puked on that once when I was a kid. I never touched stuff again in my life.
But once in a while, yeah, you throw in a little bit.
And actually, the way I'm going with this post-Mononia.
COVID.
I gotta stay away from the sauce. Cookies, yeah. Edibles. If he had any edibles right now, it'd definitely be the end of the show. Although it'd take about an hour and a half to kick in, though. No?
Right.
I think we're losing them. It's only a matter of minutes.
It is. Seriously, a matter of minutes.
It is.
So, what was the band that you were talking about?
We were talking about the Kinks. I was wondering if...
You were actually talking about the Kinks, and I don't...
Yeah, Symbolize. I was trying to get out of Symbolize. It was Ray Davies, and wasn't there another lead singer other than Ray Davies? It was two of them. One in the 60s and one in the 70s or something like that. There's two different... Two different versions of the Kinks.
Jesus Christ.
Do, do, do.
I'm still on a Rock and Roll McDonald's.
You like that?
No, not in the least bit.
Hold on.
What am I looking for the Kinks?
Hold on.
Oh, look at that. That sounds delicious. What the hell is that?
That got on my nerves. He was running me a mouth. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum.
That sounds like rap-ass dumb fuck.
Rap-ass ass. I whooped Batman's ass.
Okay, stop. 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 Stop.
Oh, my God. This is so dumb. My
this
friend
is
Jeff.
What the Kinks are. This is what the Kinks are. Whatever the hell you were trying to show is nothing. This is the case. This is what the sick
is. So anyways, I think we have a problem with Bill this evening. I apologize. He has had too many cocktails. We may end this show short. If not, whatever. You guys can stay and listen. So I'll put him back on.
What was that crap that you were trying to play?
What?
What was the crap that you were trying to play? This is the Kinks.
It was called Wesley Willis.
That was like garbage on a toaster with
Ray and Dave Davies. You're right.
Monkeys.
I couldn't remember the other Davies.
Poop.
Yeah. So, but Ray and Dave, they shared lead singer or frontman responsibilities. Wasn't Ray the early, like before the 70s, and Dave took over at some point in time?
Are you
if I
talking about
correctly.
The Kinks? Like that's
talking band. About the Kinks. You don't know about the Kinks.
Oh my god!
The only kink you got's in your underwear.
I got a lot of kinks going on, but like
you
Jesus
do.
Christ! I'm trying to find. You really got me because this is the best song ever. And really, seriously, these guys fucking rock. They were. They opened up the doors to a lot of people to play a lot of music. Yeah, you really got me now. Yeah, Ray and Ray Davies. Yeah, Dave Davies.
You're exactly for that complex.
Oh, yes. You
all
have this.
All right, are you done entertaining yourself?
I'm sitting here enjoying myself. What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was
That's right.
A little loud and a little crazy.
They really What's up, me. Hebrew God's number
they
one
really
daughter?
They really do got me. They really do got me.
Yeah?
Yes, they do.
All right. Yes.
Hey, Symbolized Tales asked if we're juiced. I'm not sure.
I said you are.
Oh, most likely.
Yeah, I think you fell in the bucket.
Did I give you my second band?
Did you have one?
I did have one. I told you about Oingo Boingo, but did I tell you about the second band?
No. Well, don't tell me. Tell your listeners.
Well,
as best as you possibly can.
The challenge here is the fact that, well, as far as I know, there are no other listeners. It's just,
well, no, who's your band? Who's your band? Make it interesting.
Interesting.
Because I don't know if anybody's listening anymore.
Yeah, there's like three people listening, and they're all on fire, living in hell. But I told you about Roman Holiday, right?
What?
Did I?
Complex is listening. Thank you, Complex. Somebody is.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Complex. We all have issues. And I am living them. Oh, man. And I will tell you this. So, Birth Mom is going to be 70 this year.
No, you already said that. What's your next band?
Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday.
Well, Birth Mom being 70.
Yeah, you already said all that.
The hell's the matter with me?
Yeah.
We're going to make this a short show.
Yeah, we'll have to make
These
up for
guys,
it Sunday.
I did.
Or Monday, or Wednesday.
There's just this fun, goofy, silly funness about. Oh, I got an IOU. It's just wonderful trumpet, wonderful horns. Just great fun stuff. And these guys are just great to listen to.
Well, don't try to equal the singer in talent. Just describe the band, please.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't like any of that. You might as well just shoot me in the head.
I'm about ready to. You never even asked me how I felt about my whether I'm getting over my pneumonia or not.
Hey,
you don't even care anymore.
Eric.
It's all about the show, Bill. It's all about the show.
Eric, I gotta let me ask you, there's a specific I don't know, there's this particular question is just nagging at me for hours and days.
Yeah.
How you feeling, man?
It's too late now.
What do you mean it's too late now?
I'm kidding. I feel a lot better.
Full of it.
I feel a lot better. I really do.
Good.
But my lung capacity is probably cut by 80%.
Oh, jeez.
But that's okay. Who needs lungs anyways? All right. So,
have two of them, whatever.
Yeah. So who are you describing for your band here before we cut this short? We're going to cut it at 45 minutes.
Well, I had Oingo Boingo and Roman Holiday we were talking about.
Yeah.
That's who I was talking about. Who are you talking about?
I don't recall
you talking about anybody at all.
Yeah.
For any reason. Yeah.
I did. You weren't listening.
Well, why would I listen to you? I'm sorry. Why would I listen to you, mofo?
No, you're hurting my feelings. You know, I
know. What band were you? What's
I had
music?
You said you were talking about being silly and goofy, so I picked Wesley Willis.
Oh, bring me, give me some.
I already played you. Every time I play him, you tell me to turn him off. He's not good.
Oh well, that guy, of course.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
That's all I got.
Really.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is Here's the thing. Eric and I don't always see eye to eye.
Usually never. Typically never.
But typically never is always a fun thing to start with.
Yeah.
Because sometimes typically never means, oh, wait a minute, there's Egg on the Bunnymen. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Will we fucking dig them guys?
No, and Bill and I have a difference in some beliefs, but we're good friends. There's an understanding.
But the thing is and this is going to end real short and non-political.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is you can be friends with people and not agree with everything they say. Just fucking find your friends. Be silly. Be crazy. You know what? This is the life that we continue on. Just be crazy. Be silly. Be happy. Rock on. Pour me another brother. Be my buddy. That does not sound like my band.
My brother smokes crack rocks. My brother smokes crack rocks. My brother smokes crack.
Okay, and just for clarity, we never play this dumb, goofy music. It's always good stuff, but since Bill has come unprepared,
always unprepared. Why?
You are definitely unprepared this evening. So.
Oh my God! The legal team. Who's our legal team?
Statler and Waldorf. Jameson's. What is it?
It's the legal team of Statler and Waldorf.
He's off. Go ahead.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either. Well, our listeners are probably excited about.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
We're gonna end it with the cramps.
That's the way it walks, baby.
That's the way Bill walks. The band, the Cramps, great band. Look them up.
You know,
I don't see how people
can't
like Cramps. It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, there's a whole different thing there.
The way I walk.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But, all right, listen, I just waxed Bill. He's no longer on the show this evening. Apologize for his behavior. I'm just kidding. Listen for us on Wednesday. We do our four album reviews. Typically, it is 70s, 80s, and up to current music, but we look for obscure bands that maybe nobody's heard of that we know about, and or one-hit wonders, or we make a connection between bands. And we bring them to you to see if you guys might like them. It's a lot of bands that don't get airplay. What happened, Al Carpe? I think your phone lost connection.
Well, shit. Get rid of me. I don't blame you. Get fucking get rid of me, Al Carpe. We're
disgusting. I had to put my own disclaimer in there.
Eric.
Complex. We listen to us on Wednesday.
Eric,
I think Bill ran off the last
of our listeners. And I love you.
Oh, I think Bill ran off the last of our listeners.
Cheese and rice. Oh, kiss my freaking blah, blah, blah. That was awesome.
But no, I was telling these guys, hey, we do four album reviews usually every night.
Yeah.
They're usually stuff that's a little bit more obscure, stuff that doesn't hit the radio. Things that you can look up on YouTube and maybe connect the dots with, and it's all good stuff. If you guys like alternative and electronic, and maybe little bit of country, a little bit of blues.
And tonight was a little bit off because El Carpe was full of shit.
Yeah, El Carpe got his nose into some
what are you
drinking? Some happy sauce.
Yeah, might as well have been IV in the Southern Carpe.
Yeah. But
hang up.
Yeah, so I'm going to go up and hang up with Bill again. And, hey, look for us on Wednesday. We'll be on around usually 7 or 8 o'clock. I'll put it out there and get it all set up in case you guys want to continue listening. We are actually somewhat interesting. Hope you guys had a good weekend. And look for you guys on Wednesday. See you guys soon. Thanks.